Hello, Saints. So I just want to go over a few verses in Luke 11 that have been on my heart recently, and I'll start in Luke 11, 33 to 36. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. I like this set of verses because this is a great test for anyone claiming Christ. And I was looking at, especially verse 34, the light of the body is the eye. Let me just check what that word light means here. Light, a portable lamp or illuminator, candle, light. So basically, a candle. The candle of the body is the eye, or the light, the lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, and that word single means clear, or unobstructed, basically working as it's intended, you have a clear sight of the object that you're looking at, thy whole body also is full of light, that you can understand everything, you can see everything clearly, it's all clear to you, and your whole body's full of light, it's at peace because you can see everything clearly. But when thine eye is evil, and that word evil means hurtful and full of labors, annoyances, hardships is actually one of the definitions. So your eye is evil, it's cloudy, it's full of, I know, cataracts, if we're talking scientifically, big dark spots in your eye, big blurry spots in your eye, whatever it might be, there's that mote in your eye that's keeping you from seeing clearly. Thy body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. So it's really important that you're not deceived into thinking that that blurry spot in your vision, or that unclear spot, or that dark spot in your vision is light. Some people are deceived into thinking their false Christ, their false Savior, their man-made religion, perhaps whatever religion they're a part of, is the light. But the Lord is saying, take heed, therefore, that the light that is in thee, that thing that you think you see clearly, be not darkness. And then this verse is awesome, verse 36. If thy whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle doth give thee light. So I want you to think about people that claim Christ, maybe yourself or maybe other people you know. Excuse me. And I just want you to think about, if you have the truth, the gospel to eternal life, in 1 John it talks about, this is how we know that we love God, we love the brethren, we keep his commandments. You can read all about that in 1 John. So if you have the truth, you have the gospel to eternal life, you'd want to share it with your neighbor. You want to love your neighbor as you love God and love your brethren, keeping them in the narrow path, in the truth. That's why we go share it with our neighbor, because we want them to have eternal life. We don't want our neighbor to die, burn in hell, suffer in their sin. We want them to see the truth. We want them to see clearly. And that's the shining of the candle. And that's when you've removed all the dark parts of your eyes, the blurry part, the dark spot that's keeping things unclear. Maybe things are foggy and filled up with other things. After you clear all that away, it's clear, and we can see Christ clearly. We can see our purpose clearly. Fear God, keep his commandments. Go preach the gospel. Make disciples of all nations. We can see the love of God is keeping his commandments. We can see that Hebrews 5:9, he made the way for those who obey him. He gives the Spirit, Acts 5, to those who obey him. We can see all this clearly, and then we can go out and shine the candle. We know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And I love that verse 36 because it's like the bright shining of a candle. When no part is dark, when you've stripped out the mote in your eye, when you've taken all the dark parts out, which is repentance, the light will shine because there's no part in you that's dark, and you'll be sharing it with everyone because you know it's the truth. You don't want your neighbor to see destruction. And it'll be like the bright shining of a candle. Everywhere you go, you'll just bring that light with you. And you'll share the gospel with people. You'll talk about the things of God with people. When you're with fellowshipping with other brothers and sisters, you'll talk about the things of God. Your whole life is clear. It's single. Your eye is single. It's clear on Christ. It's clear. Your understanding is clear. And it shines bright, because your whole body is full of light. I just love that verse. And conversely, those people that don't have the truth or have a false Christ or claim Christ yet don't do anything with it, we see very few people out in the streets actually evangelizing people with the biblical gospel. A lot of Revelation 21:8 cowards who hide in church buildings, they're not full of light. Their darkness, or their light is darkness. They're in falsehood, they're in error, man-made traditions, whatever it might be. It's fogging their vision up. They think that the blurriness in their vision, that the constant sin in their life is light, that though they walk in sin, though they walk in error, though they're okay with pagan holidays, traditions of men, grace alone, faith alone, I don't have to do anything, I can continue in my sin, they think that's light. And they never want to share the gospel with you when they walk past. I shouldn't say never, very few times. They want to share the gospel with anyone, their neighbor, another potential brother or sister in Christ. They just want to continue in their sin. They want to continue in their darkness, and they think it's light. I just ran into a couple today. The Lord lined them up for me. I was sitting on a park bench, and they pulled up right in front of my park bench, and I offered them the gospel. They said, "Nope, we got it. I know the truth. We go to a Sunday church system and everything." And I'm like, "But are you obeying the truth?" They don't have the truth. I mean, his wife was uncovered, immodestly dressed, caked in makeup. He was in tight jeans with cool sunglasses on. I mean, pride, vanity, the whole works. They don't have the light. I can see it by the fruit. They're defending their church system. They don't want to talk about the gospel. The light that is in them is not shining bright as a candle that wants to give everyone the light, everyone the truth, because they love the truth and their whole eye is single. They've removed all the evil in their life, and they're not afraid to tell people the truth and to spend hours with people talking about the truth of God, because that's their whole life. Very few Christians are like that. Very few professing Christians, I should say, are like that. Real Christians are like that. So that's a really good test, and I love this portion of scripture because that's an awesome test. The boldness you get in the Spirit, proclaiming the truth, shining the candle of light, not just every once in a while, well, I'll just, you know, hand out maybe one gospel card this week or like a few gospel cards and that. I mean, if that's all you can do, that's fine, but it's more of like a living everyday sacrifice for Christ. And the shining of a candle doesn't always have to be going out there preaching the gospel. Sometimes people can't do that. It could be working in your home, working at your job. It could be where the Lord has placed you in your living situation. Whatever it might be, you can shine that candle just by the way you act, talk, live. It says in the scriptures that the wives by their chaste conversation or chaste behavior, they might win people doing that, or that they may be won with the good conversation of the wives, that kind of a thing. So just your behavior, just how you carry yourself in this world, in Satan's kingdom, is already shining the candle. Everything in your life is truth. And that's why, in another verse, He talks about, let your good works be seen before men, shining that candle, that they may glorify your Father in heaven. And we were made for good works. And unless you're doing those good works before men, how can they glorify God? And the only way you're going to be able to do those good works boldly is if you have the light, the truth, if your eye is single, because then you'll be able to boldly do the truth, stand for truth, and be that shining candle that gives everyone in the house light. So I just wanted to edify you with that today. I love that portion of scripture, and I hope you have a good rest of your day or night wherever you are, and God be praised.